All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Oregon coach Willie Taggart. And the Ducks have an open date this weekend, returning to action Saturday, November 18th with a home game against Arizona. We'll take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Again, that is star one for questions. Your first question is from Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Hey, Coach Taggart.
Ann?
I wanted to ask you about when you went down to Imperial, California to convince Royce Freeman to come back for his senior year. What did you say to him, and how did you convince him to come back?
Well, I think it all started before he left to go home for Christmas break. Then, when I had a press conference here, and soon after the press conference, Russ and I sat down and talked about a vision and the plan, what we wanted to do, and for the upcoming season, and how we saw him fitting in there, you know. And he also told me the things that he would like to see and what he thought was wrong with the football team. And after getting to know him, I told him, you know, whether you leave or you stay, I want to be able to help you make the best decision for you. And I truly felt that way after meeting the young man. It was like, man, he is a special person, and I just want to help. So if I have to call around to all the folks that I knew in the NFL to help with that, I'll do that, which I did, just so he can make a great decision for himself. And then before I left to go back to see my family, I just said I can't go across the country without seeing him. So I stopped down and saw him at home, got a chance to meet his mom and sister and a lot of his family members. They were all over there. And, again, continue to talk about our vision and where we wanted to go with the program. And when I was getting ready to leave, he walked me out to the car and was like, Coach, I'm coming back. And I screamed like a cheerleader. Yeah! And I was really excited. It was the best five-hour trip back across the country.
Do you often have that discussion with kids who are considering going to the NFL? Was that typical of how you approach kids who are considering leaving early?
Yeah, you just try to explain everything to them. You want to make sure they make the best decision for themselves, you know, and it's not about me or anything. It's more about that young man, and sometimes they get false information, and so you try your best to feed him with all the right information to make him make the best decision for him and his family, you know. And we all know that lifespan is not long, and he's got to make sure he put himself in the best position so he can take advantage of it, but also making sure that he get his education. And that's always important and first and foremost. And then you try to give them examples of guys that didn't make it long or didn't last long, and just try to provide them with everything so he can make a best decision for himself and not regret anything.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
And again, that is star one for questions. Your next question is from Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, Ashley.
Throughout the course of the season, it feels like a lot of times in the media, at least, we tend to focus in and talk about the same guys, whether it's because they're skill position players or whatever. So I'm just curious if there's someone or a couple guys on your team who have made a big impact this year that have been sort of flying under the radar, at least from an outside media perspective.
I think a guy like Henry Mundu on our defensive line has been playing lights out for us. He don't get a lot of credit, but he's been a big reason why we're playing better defense, you know. And he's a senior, and he's playing like a senior. He's leading his football team like a senior, and you watch, he's a kid that's out there just knowing that he don't have as much time left, and he's playing and practicing that way. I've been really impressed with just what he's been doing for our football team this season.
Awesome. And do you have – what's your bye week philosophy?
To improve. We call it improvement week. You know, we got to get better at every area and get back to the fundamentals. You know, sometimes as you go through the season and some coaches focus a lot on schemes and you start to lack in the fundamentals, And just looking at our football team, that's one area that we need to improve tremendously in our fundamentals and technique. And I think when we get beat and things don't go our way, that's the major reason why. And we got to get to where we're playing fundamentally and technically sound football every single game. And as coaches, you just got to ask yourself why we're not being consistent. And a lot of time it's because you're doing too much and not allowing the guy to do that. So try to simplify some things and let these guys just play football.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And again, that is star one for questions.
Any additional questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Hey, Woody, thanks for your time.
Hey,
good luck.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy the weekend, and talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye.